then we sense that same anointing that was on Jesus, the same anointing that was on the disciples and on the apostles, the same anointing that made the book of Acts come so alive and turn the world absolutely upside down. Father God, I thank you that you didn't leave us without a mentor, without a teacher, without an instructor. You didn't leave us without a friend. And Holy Spirit, I address you now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for being our special friend. I thank you for anointing our spirit, the inner man of the heart, with power and with authority. Thank you. So we're not helpless against the onslaughts of darkness. We know by Scripture in John chapter 10, verse 10, that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy in every area of our lives. But Holy Spirit, you're the one that tells us about things that are coming down, things that are planned by the devil, schemes by the devil. We're not caught off guard because you're there with us. I thank you for your power. I thank you that we can glorify Jesus on the earth because of your ministry to us. I thank you for inspiring the Word of God and having many, many, many men write these words down for us. We praise you and we thank you and we glorify you today in the powerful name of the Son of the Most High God, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to go on into the Pentecost, into the book of Acts, into Romans and 1 Corinthians. It's going to be a great teaching, Darren. And this is for today. This isn't something historical that just happened. It is for today. And if you'd like to write to us, we're Darren in Denver, box 37367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. And continue with us in this wonderful message of Holy Spirit.
And we cover this teaching with the blood of Jesus. And we love you.